The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, thanks for coming back. I've got the lovely everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, with me this segment, and we are going to be talking about something extremely near and dear to my heart, and it's basically serving size, portion size, and all of that great stuff, because I got a story. I want to get us started with a story. So I had a friend who I would say in the highest way of thinking about her behaviors was disordered eating. And, you know, Dr. Pam Peek and I just talked in this last segment about staying mindful with your mouth full and eating. But this person would get on these kicks, and they were definitely kicks. And she all of a sudden started having a really hard time with her thyroid. Well, it came to my attention that she was eating like 2.5, maybe 3 bags of raw broccoli a day. Now, I'm surprised that she didn't have social issues, you know, first before her thyroid starting to shut down because of the goitrogenic. Now, I don't want to scare you away from cruciferous vegetables because they're very good for you. In the raw state, in that amount, they can have a toll on your thyroid. But sometimes more is not necessarily better. But I've got Ray here to help me suss out how many servings of fruits and vegetables are you having a day? How many should you be having a day? Do you even know what a serving size is? Ray, take it away.
I know that she sounds like she was eating a lot of broccoli. I'll tell you, the funny thing is these days, it's kind of like there's, especially in America, it's like bigger is better. And you go to these restaurants and you order something and the plate is, you know, 3 times the size of your head. But you know what? If it's on that plate, you know, chances are people eat them. So this is an interesting thing about serving size that I've adopted, which is actually working really well for me, is I try to never really eat anything, any one thing that is larger than like my closed fist. So if you take your hand and you make a fist and you think about that as, for example, if you're going to have a piece of chicken, think about having a piece of chicken the size of your fish, or the size of your fist, I'm sorry. Same thing with a piece of fish. Have it kind of the size of your fist. So when it comes to serving sizes, you know, there's so many different recommendations, but I find that, you know, people need something that's easy to do and easy to kind of, you know, apply to all aspects, and that's been working for me in a big way, especially when it comes to fruits and vegetables as well, which is, you know, the key thing that I wanted to talk about today. You know, obviously, at the end of the day, you know, fruits and vegetables, the more you can consume on a consistent basis, not just the more you can consume, but the more you can consume on a consistent basis, you're going to obviously put yourself in, you know, a healthier situation. So let's talk about, you know, the health benefits of eating a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables. First of all, it definitely goes toward reducing the risk for 3 things that personally I feel like are completely avoidable, and that is heart disease, including a heart attack and stroke, obesity, and then high blood pressure. You know, I really feel like those 3 things are so dietary influenced, and even certain types of cancer, but I won't, you know, I won't get into that today, but I feel like those things are so high influenced by your diet, and you can really reduce your risk of heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes by just eating a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables. Now, why? Why a diet rich in fruits and vegetables? Primarily for 2 things, and this will go into something we've talked about several times. Fiber as well as then nutrients. And here's a beautiful segue into why you should juice and why you should even blend or eat raw fruits and vegetables. The juicing, as I've talked about so many times, is going to provide such a overwhelming supply of nutrients, phytochemicals, minerals, things that are really going to feed your body on a cellular level. The beauty is when you've juiced them, you've removed that fiber, so you're allowing those nutrients to assimilate and directly get into your bloodstream with, you know, nothing bypasses digestion, but it kind of like flows right through you, gets into a cellular level, and you let those amazing nutrients from, let's focus on vegetables, get to your cells and do what they can do. And that's why you see a lot of people who are, you know, everyday juicers. They've got glowing skin, they've got great hair, their nails grow faster, they say. They're able to control their cravings, they're able to control their portion control because they're being fed nutritionally. So obviously that's a huge, huge benefit.
Right, and we've talked about it before. We've used the analogy, and I think it's a great analogy, the analogy of taking, you know, coffee. You know, I mean, people want it in the morning. They have it. Don't talk to me until I have my coffee. Why? That liquid form pretty much gets to where it needs to go quickly. Same thing. Perhaps I don't want to sandwich our day with beverages, but and then our, I would say, nighttime beverage. You take that sip of wine, and it pretty much gets where you want it to go fairly quickly, right? So same thing with the high amount of nutrient-dense juice gets to those cells. You don't have to count on a arduous digestive process that is a long-term process, by the way, and it gets right in there, and it makes a difference because your cells need those things. That is gas in the tank.
You got it. Exactly. Exactly. So here we go. Fruits and vegetables and juicing, and primarily focus on the vegetables for juicing. Because again, remember, fruits naturally are higher in sugar than vegetables. So when you do juice fruits and remove that fiber, unfortunately, now that liquid fructose, which is the sugar, the form of sugar that's in fruits, that's going to get directly into your bloodstream, and that would cause a rise in insulin, which we don't want. So again, when it comes to juicing, when it comes to fruits and vegetables, think vegetables, juicing, boom. Now let's move on to fruits. You know, people always ask me, like, hey, do you eat fruits? You always say it's high in sugar, but then what do you do with fruits if you're not juicing them? And my answer is, I eat them. I eat either the entire piece of fruit, or if I'm going to make a smoothie for, let's say, you know, weight loss purposes, or let's say appetite, you know, meal control, if I want to replace, you know, if I'm just not wanting to eat something a certain night and I want to make, you know, a smoothie, it's okay to put the fruit into a smoothie. Because again, whether you're eating a raw fruit or whether you're making it into a smoothie, that fibrous portion of the fruit is still there, and it's going to help slow down the digestive process. It's going to help slow down the release of insulin to deal with the sugars that are in that fruit. So my answer is absolutely, fruits are very important as part of a healthy lifestyle, but focus on eating them intact, or focus on turning them into a smoothie. So again, you're taking in the fibrous portion, and it helps with the digestive process. And at the end of the day, you know, you're talking about potassium, you're talking about vitamin C, you're talking about the dietary fiber, which we've talked about, folate, you know, or folic acid, as they say. All these things, all these phenomenal minerals, some vitamins, they're all there with fruits and vegetables. And at the end of the day, the more you consistently incorporate fruits and vegetables on an everyday basis, you're going to put yourself, you know, toward long-term health. And that's our goal with all this.
There you have it. So that's the everyday juicer, Ray Dustarska. Boost at boost.com. I got to tell you something, though. I think what I've always told folks is that, you know, and I was talking to Dr. Peak in the last segment, and you can hear all of this because and going to Radio MD, Dr. Peak talked about mindful with the mouthful, because you make a great point regarding portion size. If you're not mindful about your portion size, they're going to go out the window, because pretty soon, whether it's broccoli or a baked, you know, baked potatoes, you're going to be eating a whole bunch. So if you're not mindful, so great information here. Staying plant strong and nutrient dense is basically the key to good health. Whether you're eating vegan, paleo, that's the way you do it. Thank you, Ray, so much. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. We'll be right back.